With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Alaska summit is just hours away. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked how preparations are going for Friday's meeting between President Trump and President Putin.
Very fast, because this is put together very quickly, and it's in Alaska, so we've got to get there. We'll see how tomorrow plays out. As the president said, his hope is to interact with Putin tomorrow and sort of get a sense very quickly and early whether a peace is possible or not.
This will be the president's first meeting with Putin since 2016 and the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. The Trump administration alleges that Obama officials created false intelligence in the Trump-Russia election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Newly declassified emails suggest a disagreement over how quickly to conduct an intelligence community assessment into alleged Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. According to emails released by the Trump administration, National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers expressed concern about rushing the process. Then Director of National Intelligence James Clapper responded, allegedly directing officials to compromise normal procedures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Texas school bus carrying more than 40 students rolled over after veering off a rural road on the first day of class, injuring multiple students. The Leander Independent School District bus was carrying primarily elementary school students. That bus was equipped with seat belts. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week. Applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 9th fell by 3,000 to 224,000, according to the Labor Department. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 204 points. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo causes an uproar in New York.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is the worst. ICC says we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and, of course, physical Bibles in the desired languages. This is SRN News. Radio news profitability rises after a 30-year low.
The latest RTDNA Newhouse School at Syracuse University survey found that radio news profitability rose to 13% in 2025. That's a rebound from last year's 30-year survey low of 10.1%. Clear patterns of profitability are hard to identify. Stations in major markets are just as likely to profit from news as those in smaller markets, and the same holds true regardless of staff size. For whatever the reason, stations in the South and Midwest are more likely to show a profit from news than stations in the Northeast or West. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Homeowners are cashing in on years of home equity gains even as mortgage rates remain high. Cash-out refinancing hit a nearly three-year high from April to June. That's according to ICE Mortgage Technology. In a cash-out refinance, homeowners borrow more than they owe and pocket the difference, often for debt consolidation or home improvements. Breaking news at SRN.com.